KRWG News, I'm Fred Martino. A task force on preventative medicine has changed its guidelines about who should get genetic testing for a mutation linked to breast and ovarian cancer. Texas Public Radio's Bonnie Petrie reports.
The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force would like to see women with Ashkenazi Jewish ancestry get screened for the BRCA1 and the BRCA2 gene mutations. Jewish women are far more likely to have these mutations than the general population, and if a woman has one, the chance she'll get certain types of cancer increases dramatically.
She may have up to an 80% lifetime risk of developing breast cancer and up to a 50% lifetime risk of developing ovarian cancer.
UT Health San Antonio oncologist Dr. Virginia Caclamani says the task force would like to see primary care doctors ask about a patient's ancestry to see if genetic counseling and testing might be a good idea. So what do you do if you find out you have one of these mutations?
Keep in mind, you've had it for your whole life. Just because we found it now, it doesn't really change things besides the fact that, you know, you're lucky to have the knowledge and we can prevent your cancers and help you live a normal life.
The task force would also like primary care doctors to find out if their female patients have a personal history of breast or ovarian cancer. Even if they're currently cancer-free, those women may also want to consider genetic testing. In San Antonio, I'm Bonnie Petrie.
Last week, we heard from Dr. Juan Garcia, the new state director for the League of United Latin American Citizens of New Mexico. This week, Anthony Moreno continues the conversation with Dr. Garcia, discussing higher education and other issues.
You've worked in higher education for some time.
Yes.
You've been in those rooms with the decision makers at universities. Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear your thoughts a little bit on how you think the understanding of a diverse population is among higher education today. I mean, I'm sure there's been strides, but can you give me sort of where we're at now picture?
Well, we're still growing as far as hiring a diverse faculty and staff. You always hear the same comment, well, we can't find any qualified minorities. That is really an antiquated thought. Because, and I'm just using me as an example, I mean, I have my PhD. And when I was doing my PhD program, there were other students, minority students, that were doing their PhDs. And then there's minority organizations that have members that are highly educated. NAACP has a lot of well-educated membership. LULAC has a lot of well-educated membership. But you hardly, the national conventions, you hardly ever see HR people recruiting there. Mm-hmm. So
From universities.
The old notion that you can't find qualified minorities, that is really culturally counterproductive, because you can have people, you can find students. All you need to do is go to your PhD program at this institution, and you're cultivating your future workers. Mm-hmm. Go to another institution, go to UTEP and find out who are the doctorate students there and recruit from them. In other words, create your own pipeline.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, I want to move on and talk about another issue that LULAC is involved with, and that is advocating for immigration and immigrant rights. And I'd like to hear your thoughts, really, on where your organization is on immigration and how you feel the policy is right now in the United States, how it's doing and how it's affecting Latinos.
Well, we are a country of immigrants. So LULAC is a advocate of correcting, refining our immigration process so that it's more welcoming. Many countries that are not welcoming minorities, their populations are growing old. You need to replenish your population in order for your country to stay vibrant and to have people for jobs. Germany, Japan, they are losing, and they're ending. They're coming up with an elderly population that they need to welcome more immigrants. And yes, our current immigration policy, LULAC wants something that we can work in a good manner, because we need immigration. We've got 12 million immigrants working here right now. Now, they're doing a job every day. They're providing the taxes because they withdraw their Social Security. So they're contributing to the country. This country has always depended. During the Industrial Revolution, we needed immigrants from Europe to be able to do this. And yes, we think that we need to have a more humane immigration policy so that we can help this country and our immigrants succeed.
That was Dr. Juan Garcia, State Director of LULAC, New Mexico. He also serves as Vice President for Student Success at New Mexico State University, Alamogordo.